Blog Talk Radio.
Praise in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
on them. Play a couple songs. I think here, see, I don't know what I'm gonna play. So much. Okay, it's Cersei. Here we go. What's going on with my music? This is weird.
Thank you. You messed up or you burned out. You don't need to put your head down. Just to rise up, cause this is not the end. For the rejects with the regrets, don't you give up, don't you dare quit. It's a new day, this is your second chance.
Like I said, I'm going to do something different here. I'm not going to play that many songs anymore. Okay, let's go on with the message. Okay, it's called A Life of Sacrifice. The Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. You see, Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, and that is to love God and love people. But you see, in our humanity, we have made complex what God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks, in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we're in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is really found among us. In its stead of programs, methods, organizations, and a world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention that can never satisfy the longing of the heart. The shallows of our inexperience, the hollows of our worship, and the servile imitation of the world which marks our promotional methods all testify that we in this day know God only imperfectly, and the peace of God scarcely at all. So if we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. So may we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. So living for our own gain adds stress, pressure, and chaos to life, successfully robbing us of all transcendent peace available to sacrificial living. We were never created to be our own provider or sustainer. We never were meant to develop our own source of joy and purpose. The only place we will find lasting peace is in complete surrender to God's intentions for us, our life of total sacrifice. Jesus was our perfect model. He did everything according to the perfect and pleasing will of the Father. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me. Whoever will save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses and forfeits himself? So Jesus makes it clear that sacrifice is a gateway to finding the love of God and sins for us. And it's the pathway that leads to the perfect will of our Heavenly Father. So if you're like me, living life sacrificially initially sounds terrible and unattainable. It feels impossible based on past experiences and present selfish desires. But we need to take time to know that God, to whom we are sacrificing our lives, we need to renew our minds to the perfect love of Jesus, who would lay down his own life for us before ever asking us to follow in his footsteps. You see, the life God sends for you is better than anything you could ever discover on your own. He's asking you to live sacrificially. It must be holy and perfect for your benefit. We are not sacrificing our own wills, plans, and dreams to a God who has less satisfying plans for our lives. We are not swinging a happier, better life and something less boring and meaningless. Jesus said in John 10:10, I came that we have life and have it abundantly. So God has plans greater than we could ever ask or imagine in store for us if we lay down our dreams to make space for him. He has an inexpressible joy for us. He will exchange what was made us temporarily happy for his dreams and visions that are full of purpose, meaning, and adventure. So Jesus willingly laid down his life and received everything he had dreamed of. His strong relationship with you was waiting for you on the other side of sacrifice today. Find out as you engage in the act of surrender during guided prayer. Meditate on Jesus' command for you to live your life sacrificially. Reflect on God's desire to lead you to abundant life through surrender and sacrifice. What do you need to surrender to the Father? What dreams, idea, person, or possession is robbing you of the abundant life God intends for you? Where do you need to be lived sacrificially to experience more of Jesus? Surrender whatever stands in the way of you and abandon the life God, abundant life that God has for you. Do not love the world but the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Choose to live sacrificially today. Ask the Holy Spirit to make the will of the Father known to you as he did for Jesus, and commit to the Father whatever he is asking you to do. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was formed of God, did not count equality with God as the thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. So take up your cross. It isn't a weight designed to burden and constrain you, but to opportunity to live in the presence, peace, and the purpose of God. There is freedom in store for you through sacrifice. There is purpose and joy in laying down your life for God and others. So if you receive the perspective and courage to pursue God's will for your life, you will discover more peace and consistency, passion, and direction than you ever thought possible. I like to say you read Philippians chapter 2, and I bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Okay, well, now let's get into Okay, let's see here. What is going on here with my computer? It's acting up. Yeah, it's strange. Okay, maybe it's just a lack of okay, I don't know, my computer's acting up. Okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry about the dead air. Okay, let's get into, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. Okay, I'm going to ask you, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired? Travel down this long and dusty road and never knowing which way to go, or which way is up or down. How many you suffer from depression? Or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he don't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So this is your chance to get to know Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. If you're out there, like I said, and you do not know him, please say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, let's take some callers here. But before I do, okay, if you're out there and you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like you to call in and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. And you can do that by calling in area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live. And you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. God bless you all. Let's take some callers. First caller, area code 269.
Hey, Ken, it's Pastor Veal. How are you?
All right, Pastor Veal. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's really happy to hear you actually happy. I noticed you weren't doing so well when you were about to end the show, and it just makes me happy that you're back and you're sounding good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, how have you been over the past couple of months? It's been a long time since we heard from you. I'm just curious what you've been up to.
Oh, nothing much, nothing much. It was just taking it easy, taking some time off, and thinking about how I was going to do the show. Yeah.
Ah. Do you have any interesting planned changes for the show?
Well, I'm just not going to play as much music.
I think that's a really good decision, Ken, and I think it will really help you gain a larger fan base than you have in the past, because, you know, they'll get to hear from you. They'll get to hear you preach and spread the word of God, and I always think that's a good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Ken, I need a prayer request for somebody who's actually in the chat room here currently. He's been having a real rough time recently, and I feel really bad. You know Tony Gaga, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tony's been having a really hard time with it. Ferrara can probably speak to it a little bit. There's been these people calling in the Tony show and saying that they're going to do terrible things to him in his rear end, and they have been saying just the nastiest things to him. And last episode, Tony had enough, and you know, he broke down. That's the best way to put it. He broke down, and I'm sure it was Tony Baby broke down, and I'm sure it was a little bit embarrassing to him, and I know it was a little bit embarrassing to everybody else, because Tony's a godly man now. Tony Baby is a godly man now. He's accepted God into his heart. So can you just pray for Tony for me that, you know, he finds some stability? Because I think he really needs it. Tony Shides is in a little bit of a disrepair situation. And he's getting married, by the way, so he needs a prayer for
that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
He's getting married?
Yes, Tony is getting married. He told us on the show he found a good woman in the church.
Wow. Congratulations, Tony. Well, that's good to hear. You've been a bachelor your whole life, okay? Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So can you pray for Tony for me?
Yeah, I surely can. Dear God, we come today on behalf of our dear brother, Tony. Gaga. And I want to pray that all the fans that he has will do better calling when they call into his show. Okay? May they not give him a hard time, and may they not want to put things in his rear. Lord,
can I
please take
interrupt.
This caller away, because he doesn't need to. Amen.
Ken, I hate to interrupt, but Tony is requesting that you say Tony Baby in your prayer. He's been correcting me in the chat room, and I think he just corrected you. So could you refer to him as Tony Baby from here on out?
Yeah, sure, Tony Baby.
Great, great. Well, Ken, I hope you have a fantastic show, and I'm really glad that I didn't have to restart GRM, because I don't think I could have done it as good as you, to be honest. Have a great day,
you.
Ken. If you could put me on mute, that'd be great. And take more callers. I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to hear from you.
Yeah, I got another caller here. Okay, well, thank you. God bless you, Pastor Beale. It was good hearing from you.
God bless you, too, Pastor Ken.
All right. Okay, let's take the next caller. It's area code 111. Hello.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California, a Bible believer.
Hey, how you doing? Long time.
Yes, it's been a very long time. Very, very long. That's what she said. And I wanted to say, Dr. Fishman, I'm glad to know you're doing well and that you're back on the air. And I want you to know that I'm Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of you doing your show, whether it's once a week, once a month, once a year, whatever you decide, whatever you are going to bless us with. I think I speak for everyone listening at Bible Believers Church that God is going to bless us with your voice whenever you choose to, sir.
Well, thank you. I plan on doing my show more frequently. I haven't been on the air since December 30th.
Okay, so that's safe to say you haven't done a show in a year.
No, well, December of this past year.
Yes, that was last year, 2021.
Yeah, last year. Well, we're only a couple months into this year. Okay, so.
Well, I wanted to throw my support at God's Rainbow Ministries, of course, at yourself and your all your followers, everyone that lives there with you, your neighborhood, and the good people of Texas. Now, I've been driving up and down the California border, as far as Arizona, trying to help out the migrants that are trying to cross the border. And I've viewed them to the detention facilities, trying to see if they'll let the kids with no parents, if they let them go under my custody, I can make good Americans out of them, people of good, you know, and help support my business at the same time with the Bible Believers, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura's Babysitter's Club. Now, the way I see it, while these kids are looking for their parents, I can pay their wages, support them, feed them, clothe them, bathe them, dress them, feed them, bathe them, and touch their hearts, wherever they need touched, their brains, give them the education. I have a lot to give to them. You know, there's a lot that they can take out of this head of mine that, you know, that I can bless them with. So the best thing I can do is just ask for everyone's support, and I'm going to set up a GoFundMe page. That's what I call it. It's just to fund them. It's to give funds to for them, not for me, more for them. I want to pay them back. I want to make sure that, because the joy they bring to me, the joy they fill me with, I can never repay them. I can never fill them with this seed that I call love, this warm passion that I have that I want to give and spread all over. I want to just bathe them with jewels, pearls, necklaces, and showers of gold and of any and every kind, because it's a wonderful thing. The feeling that I have, it's you know, it's like when you see your first child being born, the day you get married, the day you lose your virginity, or the day you take someone's virginity. It's all wrapped up into one very, very happy place. And it's beautiful. I can't explain it. With the passion that I have, like I said, it's like a big bulge in the pants for some people, especially for me, and I'm thankful for it. I'm very thankful for it. But I got a letter also from, and I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but because it goes out to, it's a 17 and under babysitters club, but I actually got a letter, and I don't know if it's real because they use your address, from a 16-year-old Victor, it says. And I hear you say that a man by the name of Victor lives with you. Is this legitimate? A young man?
No, it's not 16? Legitimate. No, it's not real.
No, okay. I didn't think so, Dr. Fishman, but I had to ask because they did use your address, and I'm not going to say it on the air. But I want to thank you for your time. And again, this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of this message. I approve of your radio show. And is it safe to say you'll be doing a show next Tuesday or Thursday? Can I count on that? Because I have I want to tune in with my Babysitter's Club, and I want to jot that down right now, if you don't mind. Can you give me a firm
Yeah, I plan on doing
date?
A show next Tuesday. And
next
Thursday
Tuesday
and Saturday.
Or next Thursday.
I'm probably going to do a show this Saturday coming up, too.
Okay. This Saturday, I'm going to be baptizing a lot of cheerleaders at the local high school, at the local high school pool. So, but feel free to come down. Bathing suits are optional for females, and for males, must wear bottoms, of course, because we had people trying to wear Speedos here. That's a decent exposure in my book. At the same time, it's okay for anyone that wants to and feels comfortable going to the pool as God brought us into the world. And if you feel you need to be nude and bare skin, then I will accept you. But I just need you need confirmation for me. And I have to take a gander at you. So just throwing that out there, especially for anyone that's 18 and under, to make sure they're dressed appropriately. Okay?
Okay.
It's because there's a lot of perverts out there, and I'm not going to have that.
Right, I won't
have that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Fishman, and God bless my Babysitter's Club, and, oh, my gosh. If you knew what I had in front of me right now, Dr. Fishman, oh, boy, oh, boy. You have a good one, sir. Thank you, Dr.
Fishman. You too, sir. Have a great one. God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Come here.
All righty. Well, we got another caller on the line. 111.
Hey, how's it going, Pastor Ken?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I've been better. Listen, Ken, I've been dealing with this terrible sin in my life. I can't seem to get rid of it. It's been bothering me for a long time. I'll tell you that. Bothering me for a long time since I moved to Boston, you see.
You moved to Boston?
Yeah, this is Mississippi Mike. I moved to Boston because the oil industry, they have been drilling up by Connecticut on a deep shore oil rig up here, sort of on the Grand Banks. And I've just been in Boston for about 2 months, and it's been a good time, you see.
Okay. Well, how do you like it up there in Boston?
It's good. I saw Tony Gagai out in public. He was by saying Chapio's Pizza or whatever it's called. I ran up and said hi, but he didn't recognize me. But listen, I need help praying away this sin. Mad Mark is saying that I harassed Tony, and the truth is, after I saw him, I just can't get him out of my mind. And so I have been looking for him. I have been running around trying to find Tony because I want to have sex with him. I'm a straight man, I think, and I wanted to just, you know, the whole reason why all these calls to Tony about anal sex with him and butt fucking have been happening is because, you know, I'm trying to lead him back to me. I have a group of people calling and tracking him down to try to fuck him in the A, and I don't want to do that no more. I feel bad, you see.
Okay.
Well,
don't do it anymore.
I've got six sexual gratification issues, though, Ken. I don't know if you've ever dealt with that before, but I just can't. Whenever I think of the name Tony Gagai, I get hard. I go chasing after his tail. It just, I think of the squishiness of his body, how it can feel on mine. I want him to crush me with his ass cheeks, and I want that to stop. And how do you deal with sexual perversion?
Yeah, well, you know, You know, that's we can pray for you.
That would be great. That would be great. This is Mississippi Mike, by the way. This isn't Grover, Washington. People are suggesting in chat. But yeah, a prayer would be great. Thanks.
All right. We pray for Mississippi Mike that he can leave these thoughts behind him, okay, and then get on with his life and be successful in life. And God bless him. Amen.
Amen. And Tony just called me a Grover wannabe, and I ain't no Grover wannabe. I'm just Southern. We all sound the same down here. Mad Mark, you can go cope and see. But thank you, Pastor Ken. I appreciate it. Let's hope these sick urges go away. I love you. Thanks for coming back. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. All righty. Well, if you like to call in the show, and if you're out there and you called in, we got somebody just getting ready to say, please put your hand up, and I'll take your call. Okay, let's go with the next call. One. Okay, go with the next 111.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. My name is Thomas Leand, and I'm calling to pray for a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I found out that one of my close friends from high school, he fucks geese.
He does what?
He fucks geese. And I need some prayer from my friend because I'm afraid he's going to hell because he's a geese fucker. Like, I did not think that my friend, who I love, spent most of my childhood growing up with, would be goose fucker.
Well, I mean, that's terrible.
Like, I thought Hitler gave geese a bad name when he was fucking goose-stepping all over Germany in Europe in the 30s and 40s, but, like, my friend takes the cake being a goose fucker.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll pray for him. God bless you. And then you get the next caller. Okay. 111.
Hi, is this show pre-recorded?
No, it's not pre-recorded.
Can you prove that for me?
I'm talking to you, am I?
What day is today?
Today's date is Thursday, 4/7/2022.
And what's your name?
Pastor Ken.
Oh, okay, good. I don't think it's pre-recorded no more. Ken, how'd you become a pastor?
I got ordained.
Who ordained you?
A church.
What church?
church, here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas.
Do you like San Antonio much?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I heard that Kent Hopper ordained you.
No, he did not.
What's your relationship like with Kent Hopper? Have you talked to him recently?
No, I have not.
Well, why not?
Nah, I don't have his name.
Hang on, Ken. I got another question to ask you, but I got to do something real quick. Hang on. All right. Sorry about that, Ken. I'm better now, but Ken, you have a good show. Don't ordain people. I heard you ordain people or bless them with cum. I don't think that's true, though, but you have a good show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, how you doing, man, Mark? You doing okay, Mark? Oh, let's see. There's no HIV sound. Okay, we got another call. Alright. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Okay, thank you for calling in. My phone is acting up. It's beeping. Okay, so I'm going to say God bless. Have a wonderful night. And hope to see you again Saturday night. Alright, God bless.